Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's me, JoJo from Jurors. And shocker, I have something to say. In case you missed it, on Sunday, Nancy Mace was interviewed by George Stephanopoulos on ABC. And Stephanopoulos asked her how she could possibly support, for the presidency of the United States, a candidate who had committed rape. Especially given the fact that she herself is a survivor of rape. And instead of answering his question, she immediately attacked him for rape-shaming her, which he clearly didn't do. He simply asked her a valid question, a question a lot of people would like an answer to, myself included. And she spent the days since posting over and over and over again about the audacity he had to rape-shame her, because it took her decades to come forward with her story. Again, this is not accurate. He did no such thing. And she's still not answering his questions. It's also worth noting that in that same interview, the person who did, in fact, rape shame anyone was Nancy Mace, because she essentially said that she doesn't believe E. Jean Carroll, despite the fact that a jury of her peers and a judge both sided with her. She won't answer George Stephanopoulos, and since she continues on this quest of making this about how she is the victim of rape shaming when she's not, I'd like to ask her a question. I don't expect she'll answer me, because she's a gaslighting, bottom-feeding, opportunistic coward, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Hey, Nancy Mace, fellow survivor of rape here, and since you never answered George's question, maybe you'll answer mine. You say you were raped, so I want to know, given that horrific reality, how you can possibly want a rapist to be president. Because I can't imagine it. Not at all. And if you're saying you don't believe E. Jean Carroll, especially after a judge and jury sided with her, how can you expect any of us to believe you? Are you now going to accuse me of shaming you too? Because it feels like the one doing the shaming here is you. Well, that does it for today's rant. You can find more from me on my Are You Effing Kidding Me? Substack. See you all next time.